holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. This is the foundation of everything in the laws in the Old Testament. It's the foundation for everything us today. It's why during Mass, and even when we talk about God, right, when we talk about his holiness, it's even greater. There's something even more there. That's why at Mass, when we take these words to our lips, we say not just holy, we say holy, holy, holy. We multiply this three times to show this fullness of holiness that is there for the Lord. And what does that word mean, for something to be holy? For our ancestors in faith, to be holy meant that something was set apart. It was set apart. So God calls a people to himself. He wants his people to be holy because he wants them to be set apart from the rest of the world, to be this sign of God's presence, of his love. So he gives them all these different kinds of laws and commandments to help them be set apart. When we think about a church building, why is a church building holy? Because it is set apart for worship of God. Why is Mary, the Mother of God, holy? Because she is set apart for God, for the Son, Jesus Christ, in her womb. So when we are called to be holy, we are called also in a way to be set apart from others. Now, what does that mean? What does that look like? What does holiness call us to do? To be holy is to grow, is to be perfect in charity. Holiness is perfection in charity. Elsewhere, Jesus also says, right, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Be perfect because God is perfect in charity. When we think about charity, what does that word mean? Not, oh, I gave $5 to somebody here or there, or I made a little donation and I got my tax write-off, whatever else. No, charity is, biblically, when I make a gift of my very self. That's perfection in charity. When I make a gift of my very self to somebody else who is in need. Perfection in charity looks like Christ on the cross, where he makes this full, complete, total gift of himself to the world. Perfection in charity looks like the Eucharist, where God makes this gift of himself to each and every one of us. And so then, if we are receiving this Eucharist, if we are disciples of Jesus Christ, if we also are going to be set apart, if we are going to be known because of our holiness, because of our perfection in charity, then we also have to grow in love for others. That's a very good way for us to think through and sort of measure our spiritual life. Not, okay, did I give up chocolate every single day for these 40 days of Lent, right? That's not the end goal here. At the end of Lent, have I grown in perfection in charity? Have I grown in love for others? If I haven't grown in love for others by the time Easter Sunday rolls around, then what was the point of everything that I did? What was the point of my prayer and fasting and almsgiving? I can say as many prayers as I want every day, but if it doesn't help me grow in charity, if it doesn't help me grow in making a gift of myself to others, what good have any of those things accomplished for me? And here's another point, too, I think it's good for us to remember. Because elsewhere in the scriptures we will hear, right, and we'll hear from the letters that say, Paul, well, yeah, it's easy, Jesus says this too, it's easy to love those who love you. Everybody does that. That's not anything special. That is not something that will set you apart. But do I love those who do not love me? Do I love and pray for even those who are my enemies? Do I love those who do not, in my mind, deserve it? That's the great test of my love. We see that in this gospel passage. Jesus says, when you find somebody, when you encounter somebody who is hungry, who is thirsty, who is a stranger, who is in need of clothing, who is in prison, who is ill, when you take care of those who have some kind of need, then you are acting with love. Then I recognize you because you recognize me. Notice what sets second half, right, the ones who will be going off to the left here. Is it because, well, you know, we gave food and drink to those who we thought deserved it? Does that count? Jesus doesn't mention anywhere in this gospel, nowhere in his works, about those who deserve love. But instead, there's just that command, love, make that gift of ourselves. It's a reminder for us to be set apart by the depth, by the extent of our charity. Again, not donations, not this money here, that money there. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the gift that I make of myself to others. That's what I receive from this altar. So if I receive that ultimate gift of charity from this altar, but then I go forth into the world and hold everything for myself, I make God into a liar, right? So to recognize that I have to go and make this gift of myself in love, and that's how I can measure. How am I growing in holiness? Am I growing closer to the Lord? Am I being set apart in my love for others, just as God has set himself apart in love for me?